You took my.
He's the one that picked up on me.
I didn't want to share.
There's two of them.
But now. The big one. No. This one.
I'd like to bring to order the town of Montville Town Council regular meeting of April 13th, 2026 to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our military.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome everybody. Agnes, could I have a roll call, please?
Here.
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 All right. There are no special recognitions or presentations, correct, Mayor?
That's correct.
Alterations to the agenda.
Yeah, if I may, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to add an alteration to the agenda. It would be under appointments and resignations, and I would like to add it as subsection G, and that would be to consider and act on a motion to appoint John Carlson, Public Works Director, Florence Turner, Transfer Station Foreperson, one member of the Town Council, and one member of the Public Works Solid Waste Standing Committee to the Ad Hoc Sustainable Materials Management Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Councilor Baker, when we get to that spot, you'll have to read that over again unless you want to give it to me.
Yes, sir.
All right. All in favor of adding that to the agenda, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, hearing none. Any other alterations to the agenda? Moving on, consider an act of motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of March 9th, 2026.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Chairman, in the minutes, could I just have, I wasn't present at that meeting, and it says that I was present, so if that could be changed. It does say at the end that I wasn't present, but there is a discrepancy. Thank you. No, that's okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other alterations in the agenda? All right, voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. At this time, consider an act on a motion to enter an executive session for the purpose of interviewing candidates for the Ad Hoc Sustainable Materials Management Committee and the Gardner Lake Authority. Discussions to include the members of the Town Council and the Mayor, Leonard Bunnell, Sr.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor? Roll call, please.
Favor.
Hey, favor.
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 Favor. Let the record show it is 7:04. Okay, out of executive session at 7:29, no votes were taken, and your agenda for a second. To consider an act on a motion to enter executive session for the purpose of discussing strategy negotiations with respect to collective bargaining, discussions to include the members of the Town Council, Mayor Leonard Bunnell, Sr., and Town Attorney Christy Kelly. And Town Attorney Christy Kelly.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So back in executive session at
7:30.
Okay, out of executive session, note the time, it's 8:19. And I apologize for the delay, but we had some interviews and some important stuff to discuss with our town attorney. So appreciate you, your patience.
Can you speak up, please?
All right, I will speak up. Thank you. All right, at this time I'd like to remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Go one more time.
You got one more time. Nope.
Raymond Daniels. I live at 87 Turner Road. I got a message today that you guys want to raise my taxes 4-6%.
Mike's not on.
You may have to talk closer to it.
Hello? No? Yeah. Hello? Better? Yes. My name is Raymond Daniels. I live at 87 Turner Road. I got a message today that you guys want to raise my taxes 4-6%. That's why we're all here. That's so if we could get to that today, we'd appreciate it so we can know what's going on with our taxes.
Anyone else wishing to speak? All right, moving on. Communication, copy of the legal bills from Sussman & Shapiro for the months of December 2025 and January 2026. Copy of the legal bills from attorney Michael E. Sadai for the months of January and February 2026. Copy of the legal bills from Helleron & Sage for the month of March 2026. A copy of the letter from Clifton Larson Allen LLP regarding year ending June 30th, 2025 audit.
Tim.
I'd like to speak.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, my name is Jean Colello. I'm a senior in this town, and I don't know if you've noticed, but all of us seniors are having a very difficult time paying the taxes we already have. We're selling things to be able to afford our taxes. We're struggling with groceries. Our lights have gone up. Everything in this town has gone up. Outrageously. There is no way we can afford more taxes in this town. It needs to stop, and it needs to stop now. And you people need to be accountable for where our money is going.
Yes.
They pay taxes too.
You know, we bought the house 20 years ago, paid $100,000. Companies come in and they reevaluate our homes. They sell homes for $300,000 each home. And then our property, the reevaluation goes up to $300,000. We didn't pay that. We're paying taxes on something we didn't pay. And we're paying that every year. And it's just ridiculous. We can't do this anymore. Something has to be done. We need help. We need lower taxes. Seniors shouldn't even be paying taxes. We've been paying all our lives. Enough is enough. We need to vote you people out.
Thank you.
Can I have a second on the...
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Report from the attorneys on matters referred. Mayor?
No report.
No report.
All right. Remarks from the mayor and our administrative department heads on include matters referred.
Okay. If I could start with the police department, Lieutenant Radford.
Dave Radford, Lieutenant Montville Police. Just a quick update on the animal control facility. The cages have all been complete. There's a couple minor things Public Works needs to complete. I'll be reaching out to the state ACO to come and do the inspection. We just today received the copy of the CO. So we're moving in the right direction.
The CO is from the building official?
Yes, sir.
When will we be able to start taking in animals?
The hope is once they get the inspection from the state, which depending on how backed up they are, hopefully within the next week or so, to at the end of next week, hopefully at the latest. After that, we can start moving in. Once we get in, get all the equipment up and running, IT, cameras, everything else, and we should be in there hopefully in the next few weeks up and running fully. Right. It's the plan.
Any other questions for... Well, thank you very much for that update.
Lieutenant, we're planning on having a soft opening and then a larger scale grand opening?
Yeah, right now the thought process is once we get in and we're in for a week or two to make sure everything's functioning properly, we're going to have a kind of like a soft opening, a ribbon cutting, just kind of introducing the building. And then we'll work out any remaining kinks, bugs. The grass will come in all the way. The memorial garden that the animal welfare group has gotten a grant for and is slated to be done the end of May, beginning of June is going to be completed. And then the plan is after that, probably mid-June, to have a formal grand opening, you know, food trucks, the whole nine. So that's the plan right now.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Fire Marshal's Office, John Meagle.
John Meagle, Fire Marshal. For the month of March, we did a total of 176 total inspections and re-inspections. 109 of them are inspections with 67 re-inspections. We received a $500 grant, which we put towards air respirators for investigative purposes. So when we're inside of a fire, we can make sure that we are breathing clean air. We had one structure fire over the month, and then we ended up doing the windstorm, which was on March 16th. There are three career firefighters that I'd like to congratulate. It would be Mitch Dole, Noah Dombrowski, and Josh Braga for completing the course and getting the certification in Fire Instructor 1.
Awesome. All right. Good job.
Thank you, John. Public Works, John Carlson.
John Carlson, Public Works Director. We just returned the bucket truck rental. For the 4 months we had it, removed 160 trees in town. We're currently working on sweeping, and we're doing some drainage upgrades on East Lake Road at this time. I know tonight you're supposed to approve some money for the community center bathrooms. Hopefully that contract will be signed. The dock and the pier are going very well. They did hit a very old pier out into the water, but luckily they were able to fix it with a very minimal cost. I do have some drainage plans. We do have this week Butlertown Road will come in for a contract to finish the from Waterford Line to where it got left over somewhere in the area of B&W paving. The Camp Oakdale building, we're working on getting the wiring started next week. And then I have a couple bollards and finish a little bit of cement work now that the weather's finally broke enough to do some cement work in the front of the building and hopefully get the CO for that building. So a lot going on.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Yeah, just one. It's more of a little thing if you could take care of it. With the farmer's market, the parking for where the farmer's market is, that's where they put all that snow. There's quite a bit of soil and melt off and stuff. If you could possibly take care of that before we get into the farmer's market season and mowing. And
yeah, they're definitely going to do something over there. They'll grade it, but and before they because they have to mow it. So anything that's over there, they're going to go over there and fix the lawn.
There may be some garbage and stuff in it too.
Yeah. So. No, that's on our goal list. One of the bad things that happened is we actually lost a motor in a 2022 zero turn mower this week. They want $3,500 to replace it. So, but you know, if it couldn't happen on the older mower, but had to happen on the newest mower we have. So, but yes, they will take care of it. They're in the process of taking care of that. They're actually in the process of getting the fields ready for soccer and lacrosse. Lacrosse, I think, starts in this week coming up, but they have a mix and sticks 2 weeks from now on a weekend. So, and that brings in quite a few people, but they're getting ready for that currently. So, all right. Anything else?
Any questions?
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Finance, Julie Chapman.
Good evening. Many of you are aware that the finance department and the mayor's office implemented a spending freeze for non-critical purchases last week. During the finance committee meeting, we reviewed current year expenditures, and it was later determined that we will be facing a deficit at year end due to several overspent line items. In some cases, these overruns are not the result of management spending, but because certain areas are underfunded to begin with. This has played a role in the mayor's proposed budget increase, and this action is intended to reduce the impact on our fund balance at the end of this fiscal year. The fiscal year 27 proposed budget has no new programs or additions. It corrects underfunded line items such as overtime and insurance and brings them in line with actual costs and eliminates the use of fund balance as revenue. Using fund balance as revenue is not proper financial practice. The mill rate to fund the proposed budget has increased by 3 mills to 31.87. For the average Montville home, the increase represents approximately $44.78 more per month in property taxes. A breakdown of expenditures by category is as followed. Board of Education is 63%, general government 31%, debt service 5%, and capital improvements 1%. Please review the budget, revenue, and expenditure summaries in your budget book for further insight regarding the proposed budget. It will also be available online tomorrow. Finance Committee will begin meeting with departments on Thursday at 5 p.m. The Board of Education public hearing is April 29th at 6 p.m. and the General Government public hearing is April 30th at 6 p.m., both to be held at the Montville High School Auditorium. Can I answer any questions for anyone?
Thank you. No, just to point out, there's a lot of interested parties here tonight, and I would invite them to come to the finance meetings and come to the public hearings and express, because there's a lot of the public hearings on these issues are not very well attended. And I see there's people here tonight that are very interested, and I encourage them to come to those meetings as well.
Julie, I have a question.
Sure.
Tomorrow, this budget here will be available online for the
yes.
public?
Yes, it will.
All right,
yeah.
So you can look online tomorrow at our proposed budget.
Mm-hmm. Any questions for the finance director? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Julie. Julie, did you, I'm sorry, not Julie. Peter, did you want to say anything from Parks and Rec?
We will be accepting applications for summer camp on the second Tuesday in May. We have 230 openings. We do predict that we will be full. It's for Montville residents only. The new community booklet will be out the first week of May in the Montville Times with all departments participating. And we're also looking to hire summer staff. I've started those interviews as of today. So if you know of anybody that would like to work and are good with children, give us a call. That's it.
Thank you, Peter. And for my report, I've continued to attend as many meetings as I can. Youth Services, the VFW Parade Preparations, EDC, Inlands and Wetlands, Planning and Zoning, Public Safety Commission, TARP, and the Rogowski, the Corrigan-Rogowski Safety Committee meeting. Also attended the Conservation Commission with the Garden Club in preparation for the Trails Day is coming up in June. Also in June, there'll be the opening of the Lafayette Trail marker at the Houghton Cove walk area, trail, the walking Houghton Cove Trail. This year's parade will also include the 250th July 4th anniversary, and we'll have a special celebration for that presentation on July 8th. And I'd like to give many thanks to Elaine Hess and Andrea Perosa for the work they're doing it with their committee to come up with some plans that are going to be memorable for July 8th, including a fife and drum corps and a reading of the Declaration of Independence, along with the bells being charmed. It ought to be a pretty good occasion. I attended the Millstone briefing for the Millstone drill coming up. We interviewed two applicants for the land use administrative assistant, and which we made an offer for one. And I attended the Blue and Gold Arrow of Light for Troop 67, Troop 60. I attended the Citizens Police graduation, which was something to really see. A lot of work went into that and a lot of preparation and a lot of changed minds of people when they had gone through this academy to see kind of like what it takes to make these quick decisions and give a different perspective on policing in general for the average citizen. I met with the firefighter paid staff, listened to their concerns. We initiated the boat launch and the pier construction meeting. It's going to be once every other week. We hired the building official administrative assistant, Demetria Hines. She started this past Monday, today. She started today. And on the 19th, I gave testimony in Hartford for the House Bill, Senate Bill 388, to restore the Pequot funding to its original level.
All right. Any questions for the mayor? All right. Reports from standing committees, town administration rules and procedures.
On the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Finance, we just heard from the finance director. I just want to add that although some of the things she said was very true, but there's some things in there that affect our looking forward, and one of them is our utilities and oil and heating and electricity. Those all have gone up dramatically, and it's affected the Board of Ed. It's affected all the town hall buildings, and those are things that we have to start accounting for. And, you know, there's a lot of things happening in the national area that's been affecting us, the towns, greatly, and the state level. The mayor just mentioned about the Pequot Fund. We're not getting our fair share, and it affects our town, affects our services. Also, there's some other areas, too, that we have unfunded state mandates that affected us greatly last year that are going to continue to affect us this year. So when you say about the taxes, we're looking at all those things, and those things affect us, this town, and it affects every citizen here, of which everyone on this board is a citizen and taxpayer as well. So we take this very seriously, and we do appreciate your concerns, and they're legitimate concerns, but at the same time, there's forces that keep us some of these things are very expensive, and we have to account for them. Moving on to Public Works Solid Waste.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Public Works Solid Waste Standing Committee met on March 26th. Key items that were discussed were we're waiting for responses on revisions and questions from the two low bidders for Fair Oaks restroom renovations. As you heard tonight from the Public Works Director, it sounds like we've got everything answered, and hopefully we'll move forward on that project. CLA, who's our engineering firm, is preparing bids for upcoming spring road projects. CLA is preparing bids for Pavilion Dog Park Master Plans. Our solar compactors, trash compactors that we ordered previously have been delivered. The boat launch fishing pier is moving along and on track for a July 1, 2026 completion. And we have two vehicles that we no longer need, and they have been sent to Petrowski's to BAV auction to create some revenue there. We also met at a special meeting on April 7th, and the items that were discussed there were revisions to the solid waste collection and disposal regulations. That's it.
All right. Moving on to reports from special committees and liaison counselors. Councilor Baker, Public Safety Commission.
All right. Public Safety Commission met on March 23rd, 2026. We had a pinning ceremony for the new Deputy Fire Marshal, Travis Roberts, and a pinning ceremony for the new career firefighter, Colin Delmastro. We had positive correspondence read for four of our police officers. We voted to approve the ATV ordinance and forward it to TARP. And we reviewed and approved all public safety budgets, building department budget, and capital plans. The month of March statistics for the fire department, they had 292 calls for service, which averaged 9.41 calls per day. And the PD had 938 calls for service with an average of 30.25 calls per day. That's it.
All right. Thank you. One thing about the ATV ordinance, that should be going to TARP next and then going to the, we had a public hearing, we should be setting a public hearing for that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you should have got a email from the chairman, Gary Murphy, on that.
Okay.
We'll take care of it.
Councilor Karen, Commission on Aging, Nonprofit Organizations.
Nonprofits, the letter was sent out to our nonprofits. Requesting information for our budgets. And also the Senior Center, Commission on Aging met. We also talked about housing for our seniors, affordable housing for our seniors. We also, May is going to be Older Americans Month. We're going to have a free lunch for our seniors down there, sponsored by the Mohegan Tribe. The fundraiser that was put on for a social service food bank that was donated by the Mohegan Tribe raised $8,100 for our food bank for seniors and people in need of food, and also for any kind of else needs that we can help our seniors with in social services. The Commissioner O'Brien ran that and weren't good. I do hear your concerns, and the concerns I take very closely to heart about our seniors. So just so my ears are open, we are just going to receive this budget tonight and then work very hard to do what we are. And you know I'll be there, and I am always there. I do hear our concerns from our seniors. Down to the Senior Center, they've let me know a lot of things that they'd like to see. The Senior Center in our town is fantastic. We just got done painting it all, putting new carpets in for our seniors, and after I think it was 37 years. And then we went on from there. We got a donation from the Mohegan Tribe to put new furniture in the library / I believe it's card room. They'll really go after me if I really butcher this one. It's and also we are did get a donation as of yesterday for a new TV. The TV that was put in there, we did hear it was kind of too small, so we did get a donation on that. So the seniors are going to have a bigger TV in there, into their gaming room, their card room, their sitting room if they want to watch any kind of news organization in there. So that is what we are for our seniors. And down to our senior center, the town of Montville Senior Center, the town contributes around $12,000 for our programs. The rest, the senior director and everything else, we do raise so that we do try to offset a lot of the costs down there. And as long as I've been on for 21 years, that's what we've had. We've increased programs. And the fees that I think are like, if you want to be part of it, but you still can go there for free, is a very minimum part. But we offer our med ride van, our shopping van, our veterans, especially our veterans and our seniors who are handicapped, we are there for them. We make sure we make provisions for that. So just so if someone says, what do we do on that, on the Senior Center of Social Services, come to me, call me, email me. I'll be right there to tell you. We have the number one senior center in this area for our seniors, to support our seniors and our veterans. So thank you.
Thank you. Councilor Jaskiewicz, Planning and Zoning Commission.
Planning and Zoning Commission held a special meeting for discussion on the revive and renew Route 16332, which included a presentation by BGH Advisors. A formal presentation to the Town Council is coming in the near future. This was followed by a working session amongst commissioners for review and discussion of draft zoning amendments, the Department of Housing Technical Assistance Grant, and amendments effective July 1st, 2026, pursuant to House Bill 8002. On March 24th, the Planning and Zoning Commission held their regular meeting, and some of the highlights: a zone change for parcel located at 50 Cook Drive from R20 to government, an 8-24 review for the discontinuance and sale of PTA Lane, which received a favorable review to the Town Council, an application for a text amendment adding new sections to the current zoning regulations, and the zoning report was 26 new zoning permits issued, 57 zoning permits were closed after the issuance of a certificate of zoning compliance, and the next planning and zoning meeting is April 28th at 6 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Novak, Economic Development and Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund.
Yes, hi, thank you. I was absent for the last Economic Development meeting, but we will be meeting this Monday on April 20th. If anybody wants to join that and hear what's going on in the town, we're working hard with the grants and the director, Dennis Godier, in the Renew Route 32-163 project. And as far as the Volunteer Fighters Relief Fund, we're meeting next week, the following week, on April 27th. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilor Sebelia, Conservation Commission, Water Pollution Control Authority, Youth Service Bureau, and Advisory Board.
Conservation Commission met Tuesday. They also did a cleanup on Saturday. I don't know if you guys have been down there at all, but the garden area looks beautiful. The trails are really nice. There's walkways everywhere. You can get over the muddy spots, so encourage you to get outside. They're going to be doing Trails Day. That's going to be June 6th. I think Lenny mentioned it, but that's going to be at the Conservation Center.
It's going to be at the Horton Cove.
Oh, I lied. We're doing it at Horton Cove this year, so we can go check out the new trail down by the police station. So that'll be June 6th at Horton Cove, as Mayor Bunnell likes to say. Other than that, WPCA, Ron's going to talk a little bit more when we get to that line item about the budget. Youth Services, they also met last week. They just wanted to mention that Earth Day is Wednesday, April 22nd. This year's theme is Our Power, Our Planet. So get out there, do something good for Mother Earth, clean up a local public area, park or beach, or even plant a tree. Remember, we do have the power to make a difference. So I thought that was nice. They're also Prescription Drug Take Back Day in partnership with the Mottville Police. That'll be Saturday, April 25th at the Public Safety Building, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. They encourage you to drop off unused, unwanted, or expired prescription drugs for safe disposal. And there will also be some resources and giveaways if you're interested. They also have Summer Center signups occurring. Registration is Monday, May 4th at 8 a.m. at Fair Oaks. It's $250 for the summer. It's June 23rd to August 13th. It's a great program for some of the older kids that can't go to the Parks and Rec camp anymore. They're also holding their penny drive, and they're looking for items kind of in advance for the upcoming winter. They're looking for chapstick and socks and Dunkin' Donuts gift cards, things like that. And that's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilor Souther, Board of Education, Farmers Market Committee, Library Committee, Parks and Recreation Committee.
Okay, so for Board of Ed, I attended three meetings since we last met. The Board of Ed regular meeting began with a presentation of the board members in honor of Board Member Appreciation Month. They had a discussion about the abandonment of PTA Lane, and the biggest chunk of time was spent on the presentation of the superintendent's budget. After that, the finance and operations report was given, where currently year to date, the present budget is $47,284,831, and it looks like that they will be landing at the end of the year within that budget. There was an HVAC update. Some of the work was going to begin over this vacation. As we all know, the kids are on vacation this week, and other contracts will be signed in the near future for Tile Middle School. Also, the non-lapsing or the 2% account, started the year at $705,851.65. Approved expenses were $381,373, with a remaining balance of $324,478.65. Montville High School graduation date was also set, and that will be on Wednesday, June 17th. Palmer will have their graduation on June 16th, and Tile will have their eighth grade promotion on June 18th. On March 25th, I attended a special meeting where the board approved the 2026-2027 superintendent's operational budget in the amount of $48,654,616 for submission to the town. They also had a motion to expend $263,071.90 from the 2% account. And there was a motion to approve the 2026-2031 capital improvement plan with some changes. And finally, on March 31st, there was a meeting where they approved that a list of requests for PTA Lane to be submitted to the town, and there was discussion about the bus fleet and possibly using some of the spare buses to replace some of the buses that are having some issues. Parks and Recreation, camp will not be at the high school this year. It will be at Tile Middle School. Finances are looking good with no line item most overages anticipated. They are going to begin the pickleball camera project, looking for a good location to run wires. And this needs to be done because people have been walking their dogs within the pickleball courts and not picking up after them, even though we have signs that say that there's no pets allowed within the pickleball courts. Carnival plans are proceeding well. And farmers market report, April 25th is a spring pop-up at Tile Middle School from 10 to 2. We're accepting vendors for the summer season, and opening night has been revised to be a Montville USA 250 celebration night, which will be on July 7th, the night before the July 8th celebration. And there was no meeting for the library.
All right. Thank you. Let's get on to appointments and resignations. To consider an act on a motion to reappoint Douglas Brush to the Inland Wetlands Commission with a term to expire on May 10th, 2030.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0 in favor. Item 14B, consider an act on a motion to reappoint Sierra Davis to the Economic Development Commission with a term to expire on May 12th, 2030.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 14C, consider an act on a motion to reappoint Maka Messier to the Youth Advisory Board with a term to expire on May 13th, 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. To consider an act on a motion to accept the resignation of Brianna Tolby from the Montville Farmers Market Committee effective immediately.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Is that 7-0 in favor? Consider acting on a motion to waive the waiting period for appointments. Rule 14C of the Town Council Rules of Procedure for the Ad Hoc Sustainable Materials Management Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Now, item F, to consider an act on a motion to appoint Lawrence Iden to the Ad Hoc Sustainability Materials Management Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Councilor
Baker? Favor.
Councilor
Carrick? Favor.
Councilor
Desmond? Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0 in favor. Councilor Baker, could you be so kind as to read 16G to me, please?
Yes, and I will give you a copy of this, Madam Secretary, if you need it. To consider an act on a motion to appoint John Carlson, Public Works Director, Florence Turner, Transfer Station Foreperson, one member of the Town Council, one member of the Public Works Solid Waste Standing Committee, to the Ad Hoc Sustainable Materials Management Committee. And this is consistent with the Town Council Resolution 2026-19 voted on March 9th, 2026.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
You'd like to make a motion to...
I'd like to add the two counselors. I have indications that...
Councilor Baker?
Yeah, the Public Works liaison, Councilor Baker, and Mr. Councilor Nick Sebelia would like to be the... Those are the two that I've... Did anybody have any other additions they'd like to have on that? You did say that, Nick.
It's two members.
Two members.
Okay, one town councilor and one from Public Works Solid Waste Standing. Yeah.
Perfect. Did anybody have any other they would like to have on there for the town council of Public Works? All right. Hearing none. Do we need to read the motion again, Agnes, to add those two? Because it says in there Public Works. Yeah. So I think as we understood, those are the two people. Councilor Baker will be from Public Works liaison, and Councilor Nick Sebelia will be for the town council. So with that, roll call vote, please.
Councilor
Baker? Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Councilor Desmond?
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0 in favor. All right. Unfinished business, none. New business. The town of Mottville hereby resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $13,741.67 as requested by the tax collector.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor
Baker? Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16B, the Town of Mottville hereby resolves that the Town of Mottville may enter into and deliver to the State of Connecticut Department of Energy Emergency Services, Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, Division of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, any and all documents which it deems to be necessary or appropriate, and further resolved that Leonard Bunnell Sr., as Mayor of the Town of Mottville, is authorized and directed to execute and deliver any and all documents on behalf of the Town of Mottville, and to do and perform all acts and things which he deems to be necessary or appropriate to carry out the terms of such documents, including, but not limited to, executing and delivering all agreements and documents contemplating by such documents.
No more.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is an annual arrangement for additional grants that might come through Homeland Security, through the Fire Marshals, and the Emergency Management Office.
All right. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor
Baker? Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Favor. Favor.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. So that's 7-0 in favor. Item 16C, the Town of Mottville hereby resolves to accept the drainage easement for 257 Chesterfield Road to the Town of Mottville as required per Planning and Zoning Commission application number 25-SUB-4 approved on September 23rd, 2025 in accordance with the plan entitled DeSalte's Resubdivision 257 Chesterfield Road, Mottville, Connecticut, parcel ID 029-066-000, dated June 10th, 2024, and revised November 10th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Councilor Baker?
Favor.
Councilor Karen?
Favor.
Councilor Jeskowitz?
Favor.
Councilor
Lobeck? Favor.
Councilor
Cecilia?
Favor. Councilor Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16D, the Town of Mottville hereby resolves to review and approve the use of large or small pavilion rules as recommended by the Town Administration Rules and Procedures Standing Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, what we did today, we had Peter Bushway there. Kate Southard was there. He gave a good talk about changing, making these rules. They were never approved. Now they're going to be approved by us. And they're probably thinking about changing the fees, but that'll come at a later time to us. But I thought they did a good job in making the presentation to Councilman Sabir and myself.
The only question I have is who's going to oversee these rules?
The recreation director.
Okay. So you prepared to take, you know, make sure these are taken care of?
Yes, sir.
All right. Any other discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Councilor Baker?
Favor.
Councilor Karen?
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. The Town of Mottville hereby resolves to approve the suspense list at the request of the tax collector in the amount of $107,302.16.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
The suspense list is in your packet, and it's basically taxes that are uncollectible for various reasons. People deceased or moved out of the area or unlocatable. And this is required by state statute that we provide this list of after so many years. And it's in your packet.
Thank you, Mayor. All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor
Baker. Favor.
Councilor
Karen. Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 16F, the Town of Mottville hereby resolves to authorize the appropriation of $178,850 from the Town of Mottville's LOSIP account for the community center bathrooms modification.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
So this total amount, this is a can that's been kicked down the road now for well over 5 years, and each time that we put it off, it goes up. These restrooms have to be replaced. They've been in the building since the building was erected in the 60s. The total amount is $273,850, and I know that's a lot of money for bathrooms, but that's the cost of things today. And if we don't get it done, it's only going to go up more. The $178,850 is from the LOSIP fund. That's money that comes from the state. So a greater portion of this is paid for by LOSIP money.
Yeah. And just to add to that, and the mayor's correct, but the other issue is it's an old building. It's got some contamination, and they got to redo some things to make it ADA compliant. And that is going to be a needed, the community center is a needed building in town that we got to get up to, basically get up to code in its usability. So this is money well spent, and it's been a long time coming to get this to this spot. So, all right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 7-0 in favor. Item 16G, the Town of Mottville hereby resolves to receive the mayor's proposed budget for 2026-2027 fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. So I just want to say that the mayor's done a lot of work on this, and the finance director and the board of ed, they all have a huge part to play in this. Now it's the town council's to look at it, the finance committee, and I'm going to encourage everybody on this dais here to get involved at this, because I don't want people to say later on that you didn't have a say. So every one of the finance meetings will be everyone here is invited to come. And I expect everyone who's a liaison for any one of these departments, at the very least, to be there to either speak on their behalf or to make recommendations to the budget. Does everyone understand? So with that in mind, we have some dates set up for these things and are posted on the website, the finance. And we also have two public hearings, and then the town council will then actually vote on this budget at some point after we make some corrections or adds to this budget. So I suspect it may go down, but I hope it does not go up. So that's my goal. I've been successful in the past years to hold taxes down, and I intend on doing that if we can. But, all right.
So if I could just add something to it, the budget does reflect an 8.57% increase for general government, but that there are no new programs or additions, and the budget corrects the underfunding of critical line items such as overtime and insurance and brings them in line with actual costs. If you will access the annual report, my budget proposal report, it'll tell you what the mill rate was in 2021 and tells you what the mill rate is what we're proposing. And yes, it is a 3 mil increase, but don't forget the fact of 2022 and 23, it was at 2671, and 2324 it was at 2777, and 2425, lo and behold, it was at 2777 again. All the while, all the surrounding towns faced with the same problems that we have been faced with have gone up substantially. In 2526, it went to 2887. So, yes, it did go up a lot. But if you look at this report, there's a lot of information on there that you need to consider. And when it came time for public safety, guess what? No one showed up. And all of our financial committee meetings that we've had, nobody shows up. So if you have some questions, you know what? Come to my office and ask me. I'll be glad to talk to you about this until the cows come home. So this is only my proposal. Now it comes to the town council for their review.
All right,
thank you for your hard work, Julie. You did a great job. Thank you.
Did we vote yet?
No.
Please,
no,
wait in. Roll call, please. We're only voting to accept it, not approve the budget.
Doctor. Say that again, please.
We're only voting to accept the budget, not
the report.
Report. Okay.
Roll call vote.
Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Perrin.
Favor.
Councilor Jessica.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 8, the town of Montbell hereby resolves to set the date of Wednesday, April 29th, 2026 at 6 p.m. for a public hearing regarding the Board of Education proposed budget for fiscal year 2026-2027 at the Montbell High School Auditorium, and to also set the date of Thursday, April 30th, 2026 at 6 p.m. for a public hearing regarding the general government proposed budget for fiscal year 2026-2027 at the Montbell High School Auditorium.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Perrin.
Favor.
Councilor Jaskiewicz.
Favor.
Councilor Novak.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelius.
Favor.
Councilor Southern.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor. So 7-0 in favor. Item 16I, the town of Montbell hereby resolves to adopt the FY 2026-2027 Town of Montbell Water Pollution Control Authority proposed water budget in amount of $1,609,808.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion, Councilor Sebelius?
No, former Mayor McDaniel would like to talk about it.
Oh.
WPCA Administrator. Supervisor?
Welcome.
It's just Ron now, you know. Thank you.
Just Ron.
Mr. Mayor, esteemed council, and of course the glue that holds this whole place together. Ms. Agnes?
Absolutely.
So I understand you had some questions as to why the budget was lowered. And basically, it's just we're just not purchasing as much water as we used to. And that's the difference in the budget. I don't know whether it's just conservation efforts, all the proliferation of all the car washes, people not watering their lawns, but people are not using as much water as they used to. And if we do purchase more water, we're going to sell more water, and so the revenue should offset that expense. So that's basically why we're under budget from last year.
All right.
Thank you.
How about all your frugal efforts?
Pardon me?
How about all your frugal efforts, too?
And you know I'm cheap. All right. Are there any other questions I can answer for that?
No. All right. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 7-0 in favor. Item J. The town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the favorable 824 review for the discontinuance of PTA Lane as requested by Mayor Leonard Bunnell and Finance Director Julie Chapman as described in correspondence from Montville One LLC dated February 9, 2026. And as PTA Lane is so described upon the map titled Compilation Plan 87 PTA Lane with the legal note description PTA Lane dated January 20, 2025 with revision date January 8, 2026 and find that such discontinuance is consistent with the 2022 Plan of Conservation Development and to include the report, the documentations listed in the staff report prepared by Dennis Goodyear, Director of Land Use and Development, dated March 20th, 2026.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? So just to let everybody know, this is just to accept the 824 review. And then so far, not only the planning and zoning has compiled all this to get this, but we also have from the police department, the Board of Education,
everybody,
and Public Works all in favor of this. And so they all had a voice in this and discussing, I guess, basically its relevance and the plan of economic conservation development. So with that in mind,
could I just add something to that? Mayor, to Jim?
Yeah.
So this is a review of the discontinuance of that road and the concerns, or shall I say the issues that Public Works, the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, and the PD all identified will be addressed and taken care of. The developer is going to help us with all these issues that were brought to our attention. And what wasn't noticed or pointed out, the advantage to discontinuing PTA Lane, is what people didn't realize is no longer going to be used as a cut-through, which does present a safety hazard of the cars using the driveway in front of the school to go from PTA Lane to Golden Road. So in addition to that, the developer is going to relocate the PlayStation, which is better than a $200,000 expense, and they're going to relocate it because it has to be replaced anyway. The widening of Golden Road is going to be done, and the intersection, which is everybody's concern about as it is today, if you look at it, try to get out of Golden Road onto 32, and it's almost impossible. And the timing of the light is not there. The width of the road is not there. But they're going to take care of it. The developer, I've been talking to him now for nearly a year, has agreed to, and he will, take care of all the concerns of everybody. And the biggest advantage that we're going to have is the tax benefit to having this more brick-and-mortar building put in. And eliminating PTA Lane is going to be comparable to Montville Commons. Okay. And that's a direct impact to everyone's pocketbook. So it's a win-win situation, and all the safety concerns are going to be met, and we are going to be better off by discontinuing a road that's only been approved since 2016. So the benefit is there.
Yeah, the only thing we're doing tonight is accepting the...
I know that.
I'm just,
I thought I would get it on the record.
There'll be time for that. Councilor Seville, you had a question?
No, I was just kind of going to piggyback what off of Lenny said and how important commercial development is to us and keeping our taxes lower. So I think the energy and the support that, you know, you guys came out today, you got to come out for this type of stuff too and make sure that we do get development that's going to help our grand list and help lower our taxes. So hopefully we can have your support with this type of stuff too. That'd be great.
All right. Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 7-0 in favor. Item 16K, the Town of Mottville hereby resolves to approve and adopt the ordinance titled Ordinance Establishing a Permanent Building Committee as heard at a public hearing held on Monday, April 13th, 2026 at 6:30 p.m. in the Town Council Chambers at the Mottville Town Hall.
Mr. Chairman, should we postpone this until we make the changes?
No, I'd like to have a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second, so we can get to discussion.
Yep. Now, discussion. Councilor Jaskiewicz.
Should we change? Should we postpone this until next month until we have the changes made that was recommended and approved by this body?
I'm not going to. I'll let the council speak to that, but I think what you're saying is absolutely correct. I think there's some areas that needed to be added to it. I'm trying to look at my notes.
Yeah, we have to at the least add the superintendent to it, I would think, and maybe a couple other changes.
It's not so much that not to exclude the superintendent, but there is a Board of Ed person there and as a representative. So the superintendent's going to have to, we do it by name, and I don't have any opposition to that at all, but the superintendent's going to have to be, is now going to be obligated to go to all these meetings. And that may be, if that's what they want to do, that's fine. I think the way it was written was to have their building person, their facilities person there at the very least to help make these decisions. And I'm certainly if there's, but that's perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong with adding superintendent. I just want to make sure that.
Well, the mayor's not on it either. So, I mean, it could be that the mayor and the superintendent are part of the public.
Yeah, and there's people, and there's nothing.
As long as they have their maintenance person there.
Yeah, I think it's the Board of Ed is included for all Board of Ed activities, and where is my notes on this?
I just think it needs to be looked at more personally. So I mean,
make
you guys,
so just make the motion
I'll
and
make demo. The motion that we postpone this until we make them changes. We'll look at it again
and bring it back next month.
Yes, all right.
Would we be looking at that at the TARP meeting?
Yeah.
Send it back to TARP.
Next week, yeah.
Yeah, we'll send it back. Well, motion to send it to TARP.
Easy now. Give them a lot of work over there.
Well, I just want to just reiterate what was I took down in notes.
Yeah, we'll get it.
I haven't said anything.
Okay, good.
Good. Superintendent want to be added. There was also a member of the public that talked about term limits. I think there was somebody from there was talking about bills, but I'm not quite sure what that entails. The way everything works as a legislative body, the bills are, they have to go through the legislative process, right. Do the finance.
That's automatic.
And then obviously the town council has ultimate say on bills. But typically if you have a budgeted item, it's already been budgeted for work, it doesn't come back to the town council. It's already been approved to spend that amount, do it a budgetary item for a construction project. So that would all go through the finance department as it's written. So I think that area, and that's the way even the Board of Ed project still has to go back to our finance to actually pay the bills. Did anyone understand that? So that process is in there. So that was the three things I had that need to go back and look at. So anyone have anything else that needed to be added?
No. Well, procedurally, just so I can understand this, we can only do one thing here when we got to this. We either vote yes or no. We can't recommend to that it should have been removed under alterations if that was everybody's wishes, correct?
No, we can do right now is
send this to top.
Yeah, we can send it back. We can say.
Yeah, but I mean, you either vote it up or down at this point.
That's one option. Or well, you can say.
Or you can send it.
We can send it back. No, we can have withdraw the motion, and we can send it back. We don't have to kill it.
Well, that's what I want to make sure
just
we're
withdraw
doing.
It, we'll withdraw it and make a new motion to review it at TARP and then bring it back later. So who made the initial motion? Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's just make a motion to withdraw or just withdraw your motion.
Yeah, withdraw it.
All right, everybody in favor of that?
Mm-hmm. And then I'll make a motion to send it back to TARP and review it there and bring it back to the council after.
Right. Well, it's got to go to public hearing.
Thank correct. You.
And then we will proceed with it. So all in favor, Agnes, to make sure we're doing this right.
I'll need a second.
So,
yeah.
Read the motion again. So
read
we
the motion
understand.
Again. So, Mr. Baker. Mr. Baker, yeah, would like to read
it. Yeah, I'd like to hear the motion again, just so we understand.
I'm just making a motion to send this back to TARP, review it there, and then we'll hold another public hearing, and it'll be on the council agenda.
Back to the right.
Okay.
You got that?
Yep. Seconded. It's been seconded, made, seconded. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for that. All right. At this time, anything else on the agenda that I'm missing? Okay. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Go ahead.
If you guys, if you have something to say, come on up and to the dais.
John Meagle, Fire Marshal. Just one thing I forgot to mention in my report is that we're in the brush fire season now. I'm predicting a very dry season. So I ask everybody, please use caution when it comes to your campfires and things that nature. Also, if you'd like a burn permit, please come down to my office and get a burn permit. We'll go over the rules and regulations, and then we'll go from there. All right, just be safe out there, please.
Thank you. You can come up if you want to talk.
Good evening. I know it's late, everybody wants to go home, but I just have a quick question. We're pretty new to this area. What is the proposed building to go on PTA Lane? What is going to be built there?
It's a commercial building. It's comparable in size to what you see over at Montville Commons, and we don't know what it is yet.
So let me get this straight.
I'm sorry.
The road is being sold to a developer, but you don't know what's going to be developed there?
We know what...
Well, public comment is not a time to debate. If you have a question, we can try to answer it later during our, before we adjourn.
Go ahead, Lenny.
And also let me say that if you have any questions about that or anything else, I moved my office to the main floor so it's easier to get to. Stop by and see me.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Remarks from the public with 3-minute limit. All right. Remarks from the councilors. I'll start with Councilor Novak.
Hi. Thank you all for coming this evening. I know this is a hot topic with the budget, but we're going to do our best to look it over and do what's right for all of us. I'm a taxpayer in Montville myself, so I'll be scrutinizing this and... please keep continuing to come out to our town council meetings because we can't really make decisions if no one is here to tell us what their concerns are. So we appreciate you coming out tonight. Thank you.
Councilor Baker.
Yes, to echo what my fellow councilor here said, thank you for all coming out. We appreciate it. We like to see meetings like this because we're elected by the people. So we'd like to know what's on the people's minds. And sometimes we don't get that information. Obviously, social media is social media. I don't go by the old adage, if it's on social media, it's got to be gospel. Everybody has their opinions. So the best thing to do is come here and ask us, because we're the ones that are responsible to get these questions answered for you. So with that, I'll turn it over to Councilor Sabia.
I appreciate you guys coming. We're going to try to figure out a way to maybe do special meetings for our executive session, so you don't have to sit here for an hour and wait for us. I appreciate you staying. I know it's 9:30. It's late, and definitely understand your concerns on taxes. It's like Councilor Novak said, we're all taxpayers, and we understand there's seniors that have very limited income, and it's not easy with stuff like this. But a lot of it is stuff that we can't control. It's expenses. It's not like we're fraudulently spending money. We're not spending it on crazy things. We're covering needed, you know, necessities. So I think a lot of the anger can be put towards the state and how little they help us out with certain things, especially like the Mohegan Pequot Fund. It was a lot higher when we first started, and it's gotten dwindled down over the years. So, you know, we obviously are impacted a ton by having Mohegan Sun in our town. We should be getting our fair share, and I don't, quite frankly, we don't get our fair share. So, I mean, stuff like that, that's where your anger kind of should be focused towards. We're doing the best we can with what we're given. We're not doing anything crazy. It's, you know, we're just covering costs, and it's hard right now. It's hard for everyone. So appreciate you guys, you know, sharing your concerns, and please write to our state legislators and let them know how much money, you know, how we're impacted by these things. I know it's been long, but even special ed costs, just from the Board of Ed budget, I can tell you, because you probably don't know, but transportation costs for outplaced students is going to be close to $1 million next year. That's bringing kids to other places because we can't service them at public schools. That's just their transportation. The tuition is another $4 million. So you're looking at $5 million in special ed costs for students that don't even go to our schools. So it's a state. They haven't increased the ECS funding in years. So it's been since 2013. You think costs haven't gone up? There's more special ed kids than ever now. If you ask me, there's an overdiagnosis of certain things, and we have to pay for it. So that's where your anger should be focused towards. And I think we would all be better if we all reached out to our state legislators more and told them these things. So appreciate you for listening.
Councilor Southern.
Thank you all for coming. Just to piggyback on what the other councilors have said, the Mohegan Pequot Fund is a huge deal. And if you can reach out to the governor, call his office, send him an email, and let him know that you want that. He's going to veto it. And if he vetoes it, we will not get our fair share. He vetoed it 2 years ago. He plans to veto it again. I have spoken to him personally about it and have gotten nowhere. So these are the people you need to reach out to. You need to reach out to Kathy Austin, Martha Marks, Nick Menapace, Nick Gauthier, and Larry Pemberton. They are our representatives. They need to know how you feel about this. Because with all of these unfunded mandates, we are getting killed. Our small towns in the state are getting killed. If they don't increase our education budget, what we get, again,
it's crazy.
It's absolutely insane. I'm a teacher in another district, so I see it here and I see it there. The overtime, we had storms on weekends and holidays. That we can't help. We can't control the weather. That's the one thing we can't control. So please continue to come to these meetings. Come to the finance meetings. We need you there. We need to hear your voices. And, you know, I peruse Facebook. I see what everybody is angry about, but you have to come to meetings. You have to. So I look forward to seeing you all in the future at the meetings. And you could check on our website. There's a thing called calendar. If you click on that, it brings up the whole month, and you can see every single meeting that happens in this town for the entire month. Thank you.
Councilor Jaskowitz.
Ditto on what Kate said, Nick said. What I want to tell you is this. We've been here a while, at least I have. And you know we'll look over this budget and do the best that we can to keep it down. Come on now, folks. Three years, no increases. Something happened, and we're looking at an increase. But we again will look at it and see what we can do to keep it as low as possible. The part that they're talking about with the state is true. So please, if you can, call them. It's not just us. They're hurting us. And the mayor will tell you the same thing. But I can't say it enough. We will do what we have to do the best that we can. All of us, Republican, Democrat, Independent, on this council. We always will. We have in the past, and we'll do it again. Thank you.
Councilor Kieran.
I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. For the Pequot Fund, which I've been complaining about for years, I sat in a meeting with our legislatures. I think it fell on deaf ears. I think our legislatures need to do their job. Our delegation needs to do their job. I understand they got all these other towns. That's all I care about is our town. I told them that. You know, I might upset some of my colleagues about that, but I'm not a fan of them. I think they need to do their job instead of putting these unfunded mandates and all these things that's costing our middle class and lower more money. They're looking at their own little nest eggs. They're not looking at us. They'll put bills in, take money from our town, and then supplement it with another bill that comes out of the Pequot Fund. That is what's wrong. Senators do it. They'll lie to our faces, which is wrong. And you know what? It's election year. So you know what? I'm going to speak up, say what I want to say against them, and let them do their job. They get elected to take care of our town. We host one of the largest casinos around. Guess what? When I look at that, they are very good, very generous to our seniors and to our town. But you know what? When I look at our senators that put bills up and give people tax exempt and then take it away from us, take it away from what we have, is wrong. You know. So you, and also, look at the budget. Look at see what departments are. Look and see what the Board of Ed is getting. Look and see what our overtime is. And come and say something to us, please, because you'll see it. You know, it's all black and white. You can get it all from the – you can call the finance and call the mayor's office. The mayor will get you exactly whatever you would like from all the overtime, what salaries are, what we're paying him for police, what we're paying for fire, what we're paying for EMTs, what we're paying for public works, what the overtime is on all that. That you can always get, and so you can get a true value of what we're fighting against. And, of course, we're going to look at this budget. We're going to tear it apart. We're going to call on all the Mr. Chairman's going to call on every department you can think of is coming in to explain. We're not going to make some people happy, you know, but that's part of what we get elected to do, is to try to do the right thing for the taxpayers. And thank you.
All right. Usually I go last, but I'm going to go now, then I'll let the mayor talk. But a couple of things that I mentioned earlier. You know, if you look at our federal level, all the turmoil and all this stuff, one of the things is our investments, the money we have invested, tanked this year because of the national politics. A lot of people's retirement funds tanked because of all the things that happened with the national budget and the stock market and all that other stuff. All the gasoline, fuel costs, crazy. Those affect us huge. Take the Board of Ed, the amount of transportation costs they bore this year for increased electricity, increased but all the increases that have for all those six or seven buildings they have, and you got the town. These are all services. So when you say cut the budget, what are we going to cut? You want to cut? Start cutting services, start cutting schools. I mean, it all sounds great, but you really, truly, we have to reflect what we're giving. And to sit back and just say, lower my taxes, I wish I could. You know, I'm a taxpayer here too. But we got to fund our schools. We got to fund our different areas. And we have a lot of strains on our town economy that are outside forces. The state unfunded mandates, the federal government, and all these tariffs and everything that they're posing on everything and causing electricity go up and everything else going up. These are things that are real and they affect us. And it's reflected in this budget. So, Mayor, I'd like to turn it over to you.
So just to explain a little more about what Councilor Karen mentioned about this little shell game. We used to be able to tax the casino restaurants and the different organizations inside the casino on their personal property.
No, private industries, non-tribal industries.
Right, non-tribal. We can't do that anymore. So they took away nearly $800,000 because it was, they stopped us from being able to collect it as tax revenue. And then they claim we increase the Pequot funds by the same amount. And they said, well, we just increased your Pequot funds. Yeah, but you took away over here. So we're dealing with a lot of issues here and a lot of unfunded state mandates. And one thing has angered me the most in my term as mayor is the unfunded state mandates that I have no control over, that the people we elect to go to Hartford are creating these for us. So look at this budget proposal, and it's only a proposal. Come to my office. I moved it to the first floor so you'd be easy to get me. Come around and see me, and I'll explain everything I can to you. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
Don't vote for Kathy Austin.
$800,000 loss for the property tax. If they're non-tribal, why can't we tax them?
It's a sovereign nation.
Because we don't encourage businesses to go there and not to our town.
Yes, that's why we're a ghost town here.
I know. There's a lot of people go to hell.
It's the same thing.
It all started with that stupid water course. They made a backdoor deal with them. Oh, Grey Wolf Lodge.
Grey Wolf Lodge.